NZ2K Mobile.
K2ZB, listening.
NY9A, here is K2EIR.
K2BOR, mobile.
Hey, Rocky. So, what's the good word? You get your test results?
K2EIR, K2BOR. Yeah, I gotta see a cardiovascular person. I got a blockage, 50% affecting my legs, mostly the right leg. My cardiologist gave a list to my girlfriend, and she's in a class up in upstate New York, somewhere from BMW. She works in Woodford Lakes, but Monday she gotta call somebody and see if they take my insurance card.
Yeah, I worked for a very short time on contract at Mercedes-Benz in Woodcliffe Lakes. It's now getting to be like 20 years ago or something. Can't even remember when. Okay. Now I hope you have a little less anxiety. I mean, it's not like a clean bill of health, but you know what's going on, and you'll know your prospects. I don't know if it helps you any, but I was just recalling in an email that when I was in my 20s, because I have a lactose intolerance, I was having all these symptoms of the lactose intolerance and didn't manage to get all the milk out of my diet, all the lactose, and I developed ulcerative colitis, and I didn't know much about that, and you know, I kept being examined by a gastroenterologist, and I guess still early in the process, I said to him, could I die from this? Because it sounded serious. And he looked at me funny, like he didn't want to really answer that question. And then he did, and he said, yes. And that's all he said, you know. So I was still a student at the time. I ran off to the library, and I got out whatever I could find on it, and I learned in brief that the life expectancy for someone with ulcerative colitis was 50 years of age. Well, I'm a good deal older than that, Rocky. We found the source of the milk in my diet, and that was causing the ulcerative colitis, and so I got over it. And I hope the inspiration of this message is if you find something and you treat it, even though things look a little dire, you can live a heck of a lot longer and still have quality of life. K2BOR from K2EIR.
K2EIR, K2BOR, mobile. My doctor, my cardiologist said last night, and not last night, about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he got my girlfriend on the phone first. She's allowed to get all my results, and it's now up to me, Howie. A lot of things I have to do, and now we got to get an appointment with the guy. But thank God nothing was totally blocked. 50% is a lot. I know what my right leg feels like, but a full blockage just beats the alternative. But nothing at my heart is a problem right now, so that's a plus. Over to you, KD2BOR Mobile.
Roger. Well, that's the way to look at it. Okay. Well, I wish, you know, again, go with God. God bless you. He'll look out for you. You do your part. Thanks. I got your email about, you know, my suggestions. Again, later down the log, as they say, for those. I just thought you might be interested, depending on what, you know, you wind up doing with the rig and, you know, finances and all that. So, have arrived and I'm roasting here. Since I turned off the air conditioning. I've got to do some food shopping. Hoping I can get a little exercise today. And then get a good shower because I feel I need it right now. And beat the thunderstorms and then our summer task of ongoing for a long time is to work on things that we've taken out of storage and see if we can get rid of them, file them away, put them in the attic, give them, donate them, whatever. So I'll turn to that this afternoon. 73, KD2BOR, KTEIR.
Okay, very good. I'm by my girlfriend's house, so I'm going to surprise her and take her father for his pickets this afternoon, which I normally don't do on a Friday, but like I said, she's up in New York, and I think she'll be very happy about this. Howie, appreciate all the input and a good turn, and we'll talk to you later. K2-D-I-R. I love our call signs. KD2-B-O-R. Clear. I love that R on the end. We're clear.
R for Roger. 73 K2-E-I-R. Closing station.
KD2-B-O-R. Mobile. Listening.
Good afternoon, Rocky. AC2T.
AC2T. KD2-B-O-R. Good afternoon. I got a kick out of the Willie B's new call sign while he was on the net this morning. I emailed him and I said, AA2WP. I said, that's going to be a lot more for me to say. His original one was a pain in the neck, but that was a pretty good call he picked up. Go ahead.
That's true. It was a great call. He's got Willie P on the end anyhow, so that makes it good. It's easy to remember, and it's easy to go around. I got a new one for you. You like the bologna on rye. I like bacon on the roll.
Now I feel like I'm talking to WA2COZ, because he gave me bologna on rye. I forgot who gave me broadcasting on radio. I was talking to Charlie this morning on his way into work, and I said, I'm never going to change my call. If I ever in some God's creation get my extra, I like my call. It just flows real good. Go ahead.
That it does. That's one thing I can say. It does flow nice, and not bad on CW either. So, hey, you'll get to the extra sooner or later. Don't rush yourself. Take your time, but you'll get it. You took your time with your general, and you did it. So, hey, that's all you got to do. Have a little patience. You hit it a little bit at a time, and it'll sink in, and then you'll be all ready to go. But, yeah, I came up with that. I like, you know, like you say, you don't like bologna. And, I don't particularly care for it either. But I like bacon, so bacon on a roll is good.
AC2T, KD2-VOR, Bubble. Yeah, we like a lot of things that hurt us, and I guess I don't know if you heard, but I got the test results back, and I have a 50% at least going down to my right leg, and I got to see a, not a cardiologist, a vascular person. My girlfriend's got to call and make the appointments, and that's why my right leg is hurting so bad. I guess it's all the years that I've been doing the bad things, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, that's something that happens, you know. We all do the bad things. Okay, about 25 years ago, I was supposed to go for a triple bypass, but that never happened. My cardiologist took a look at the report. He says, no, you don't. He gave me some medicine to take. Never had a problem since then, so I'm doing good. Every 3 months, he checks me out, and so far, everything's A-okay, so I'm keeping up with it. But, yeah, the other, a couple of weeks ago, I twisted my ankle. My foot wanted to stay one way, my ankle wanted to turn the other way, and ooh, that hurt. I'm wearing a little brace now, and it's feeling a lot better. I just have to take care of it and watch the way I walk. But I was limping there for a while.
Well, that happens. There's nothing you can do about it. To change the subject, it's about getting old. Debbie's neighbor, two doors away, N2IYY, called me about a week or two ago. Goes, Rocky, did you get that thing for being a VE? I said, no, when everything's going on, I didn't get it. But I'm going to have to change my lifestyle, so think about doing that. And at least I can join in. We got Bill and Josephine Condis in town, and we got him. And I can always join in and give a tech test at least, go ahead.
KD2BORAC2T. No, that's good. That's good for you. I think you'd enjoy that. And you get back to the hobby there. That's one more or less the reason I do it. I like the hobby, and I like to give back to it, and I love to get the younger people in there and get them started. Just like you, started with a tech. You're up to a general, so pretty soon you'll be here too. Just take your time, and like I say, keep studying, and a little at a time, and bingo. All of a sudden you'll say, hey, this is starting to get easy. And bingo, you come and take the test, and you make your extra. And then you keep your call. Over to you there, Rocky. Have a good afternoon.
Rocky, this guy knows what he's talking about, NY98.
Acknowledged. I'm going to have to pick my girlfriend's father up in about 2 minutes. But, Paul, I would like that. And I guess you heard. I don't know if you didn't hear. I bought an 857. I'm setting myself up to go HF in the mobile. I'm really getting into this. I got out of the 11-meter side. And I'm going to get into the HF mobile stuff. I ordered an antenna today. I've got the radio, the tuner, the meter, all that kind of stuff. All right, Paul, 7-3. We'll talk to you down in law. Good luck with your VE session tomorrow. And break it station, pick it up. Kilo Delta 2. Bacon on a roll. Clear?
All right, very good. Rocky, it's George, NY9A, and I just couldn't resist reading your mail here. Wish you the best with the vascular thing. I think that probably is going to have a good outcome. They'll put you on a blood thinner like clopidogrel and then give you some therapy, and before you know it, you'll be pumping full volumes there. And Paul, good advice for him. He needs to have an outlet of some sort or another. All right, I was just breaking in to say hello, so I'm going to put it to you, Paul. AC2T with KD2BOR, NY9A will be signing, but first listening to your final.
Y9A, AC2T, 5 business, 73, Rocky, we'll catch you later, and have a good afternoon, but take care, and, just be careful, and that's it. George, I was going to give you a phone call, landline. Just before I got in here to talk to Rocky. So, if you're available, I'd like to give you a landline.
I'm here. All I have to do is find where Joycey left the phone.
It's when I ring you, and it rings, you'll know. All right, catch you in a few. NY9AAC2T.
Okay, I'll be waiting for your call. All the best, Paul. NY9A is clear.
NY9A, you finally got your call sign down pat. Willie P. almost slept on the net this morning. Very good, George. You got that down. I hope you get your antenna situation straightened out because I listened to the net Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I mean, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Paul wishes I would jump in, but 7-3, hope somebody comes over and helps you with the antenna. Take your phone call. We'll catch you later. NY9A, KD2, broadcasting on radio.
Oh, I like that. This is New York 9A. That's the way they told me I should use it, and I'll never say K2BIE anymore. Hey, Rocky, I know everything's going to turn out all right with you. And there's Paul. 7-3s, and I'll be clear.
All right, catch you later. I'll be there on Monday listening. I might surprise you one of these days, because Paul always says, people listening. Catch you later. KD2, Bravo, Oscar, Romeo.